Well, welcome to our predictions program. Now, on our tomorrow night program, the New Year's night program, we've got a group of psychics for you. This time, it's you. I've got 38 predictions from last year for 2014. It's hard to believe I'm saying last year already. I'm going to be reading those over the course of the 2 hours. We're going to do that. We're going to take your phone calls for predictions of 2015. We'll put them in the vault after the show, and we'll pull them out next year, and we'll do it again and again. In addition, I've got 10 books from past guests. You know I don't throw them away. I want to give them all out at one time to the person who sings the best version of Auld Lang Syne. How about that? The best version of that. Dave Hines is filling in for Tom Danheiser tonight. He's an old radio guy from Springfield, Missouri. He's going to be the judge. He's unbiased. You can't get to him. Of the five, he will pick the person who he thinks did the best job singing the song. So if you don't win, don't be offended, okay? Don't be offended. So before we go to the break and then come back with your predictions, let's go through the list, a portion of the list. We're going to do this throughout the night for 2014. We had James in Louisville, Kentucky. He said, in 2014, we might have war with the U.S. and Iran. And then we had Tom in Salem, Oregon. He says, there will be a tsunami hitting China or Taiwan. There will be a new discovery in the treatment of cancer. And then we also had Connor from Rancho Santa Margarita in California. He said, we are going to get our chips sized to enable quantum computing, and Fukushima will have an effect on people as far as eastern Nevada. Well, we don't know about all of those at this time. So those are no's. But then we had Anthony in Panama Beach, Florida. He said, the economy will get better. I think everybody believes that's going to happen. We had Bob in Michigan. He said Obamacare will be more flawed and insurance companies will find more ways not to pay. Well, we can't say anything about that yet. Cliff from Reno, Nevada. Cancer cells will cure paralysis. And Duke from somewhere says scandals involving the Pope will be found out for his active role in the dirty war in Argentina. I gotta give those all no's. Mary in Salt Lake City, Utah. Football will be declared dangerous and will go away. Walter in Toronto. We will be the first nanotechnology medical discovery facing the change of medicine. I think he's right. Nanotechnology has changed the face of medicine. And then lastly, for now, Kurt in Huntsville, Alabama. Google will be in cahoots with the government, and they will be making robot soldiers and disarming citizen militias. It hasn't happened yet, but it could. Up next, we'll take your predictions on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Now, in addition to your predictions for 2015, we're going to have this contest where I want a number of people to sing Auld Lang Syne, and we're going to give away books. Already, Dave and I have been talking, and we're going to change the rules. Instead of giving out just one winner, 10 books, I'm going to give out 5 books per segment. We've got 4 major segments in the show. So I'll give out 20 books, and we'll have 4 winners. Already I've got 3 people who have volunteered or have had their elbows bent to try to sing the song. So we'll get to them, but that's what I'll do. We're going to give out 5 books per segment to the person who Dave believes did the best job singing. He's the judge, not me. It's his responsibility. But let's go to the calls, too. Let's go to Garden City, New York. Nick, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us. Hello, Nicholas.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. Happy New Year.
You too, Nick.
Happy New Year.
Looking forward to a good 15, aren't you?
So am I. Here's my prediction. You're going to laugh at this.
Okay.
J.C. Webster is going to become a host on Coast to Coast AM in 2015.
You know, let me tell you something. You might be right. We've been kicking around an idea of letting him do like an hour or something, and that would qualify for your prediction.
Oh, my God. He is a funny, funny guy.
He is one of a kind. I think we heard from him maybe about 2 months ago, but he is
doing well.
Yeah, you know, we never know with that guy. You know, he was in mourning over the loss of his girlfriend who jumped on the back of a motorcycle with some guy and took off.
Oh, my God. Well, that's my prediction.
Okay.
I hope he becomes a host.
We will mark it down. You got it. Thanks, Nick. Enjoy the rest. Garden City, New York. Next up, we go to our friend Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. What's your prediction? And Happy New Year, Cornelius.
Happy New Year to you, George, and all the Coast to Coast listeners and viewers. And Dave Hines, I tell you, he's a great call screener. He's just like your partner.
Oh, you're trying to get him. You're going to to make him pick you.
No,
Corny.
No. But I thought he was our friend, but you gave him the night off. But anyway, my prediction is I'm going along with, matter of fact, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, you've had him on there with the history of the Shemitah and the Harbingers.
That's right.
That we're going to have a financial collapse.
Oh, no.
In September. But what I want to tell you, George, and I want to thank you, I'm going to get that My Patriot pack because I think you and Glenn Beck are sensing something.
Yeah, we are. We are. I want people protected.
I know. I can tell, George. You really. Oh, Lang Syne. I can't sing too well.
Well, come on. You said you wanted
to
sing.
It.
You volunteered.
That's all I can do.
You're going to be the first. That's it?
That's all I can do, George.
Okay. Thanks, Corny.
All right. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Okay. That's his prediction that we're going to have a financial collapse in September of 2015. And he was the first of what could be three singers in this segment. And a segment is from the beginning down to the break at the bottom of the hour. And then the second segment is up to the top of the hour. So that would be two segments this hour, two an hour here. Next up, we go to Dan in Columbia, South Carolina, east of the Rockies. Happy New Year, Dan. What's your prediction?
Hey, how you doing, George? I've been trying to get through for years.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Most of my good stuff, but, well, I guess we're stuck with this.
Yes, we are.
So, hey, I decided I'd try the song, but anyway, first of my prediction, I want to say, Happy New Year to my brother in San Diego since it just hit 3 o'clock a little while ago. My prediction is Obama is going to... really, really, really mess up the religious. We're going to start a religious war between the Christians and the Muslims.
Really? And you think he's going to be the catalyst for this?
Oh yeah, he's going to be the catalyst because since he's been in office, he hasn't done a damn thing. I mean, I don't think he's gone to church one time that I can remember being broadcast. I mean. Sure, he went to that church with the one reverend, but that guy wasn't exactly a Christian, as far as I'm concerned. But
popularity's starting to go up again. I think it's up to
38%. I don't understand why. I don't know how he's going up with popularity.
All right, but that's your prediction. You think there's going to be a religious war, and he's going to be the cause?
He's going to spark it. Yes, he will.
Right.
I do believe that.
Now, did you say you wanted to sing?
I think it's going to happen. About in the middle of probably in the summer.
All right, duly recorded.
I mean, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood and everything, I mean, he's just backed the wrong people all along. So let me give a shot at this. I've changed the words a little bit.
All right, here he goes, David. He's going to try to sing one here.
May all acquaintance be forgot and choose to lose your mind. By listening to Coast Better Host, you'll never find. There you go.
I love it. Okay. Well, that doesn't qualify in the contest because you doctored the words, but I like the way you sang. You did a good job. Okay, more calls here. David in Nebraska, first-time caller. David, welcome to the program. What's your prediction?
My prediction is, George, that your show is going to just, like, quadruple. And you are one incredible fellow, buddy. I've watched since, I can't even count the years. I was going to ask you, how long has it been with Art Bell and then you? It's
Art,
20
Art,
years
Art
now,
was
or?
Art was on a little longer than me, but actually today is my 12th, tomorrow will be my 12th year anniversary. Almost forgot. Amen. My God.
Well, I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Anyway, Art, I mean,
George.
you know.
That's a compliment. You know, thanks.
I'm nervous as heck. But so is everyone that calls in.
Art's probably saying, no, don't call him George. Don't do that to me.
No, no. I got a good feeling that he thinks you are one stellar feller. But
he did once some time ago in a far-off land.
Yeah, probably another dimension maybe. But anyway, you are. And I'm not, you know, just saying that. I've listened to you every day forever, it seems to me almost. But you're going to get a really major, you know, I'm real close to our spiritual world. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get an accolade that I guarantee you within a few months, you will get some notoriety thing that will really acknowledge what you've done here, because you know Coast to Coast, and you know how all the programs you've had. You know, I had got hit a semi head on.
Oh my God!
And 10 years ago, in a tornado, it picked me up off the eastbound at the Wyoming border, dropped me right down on the westbound, hit a semi, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bam! Knocked my engine 1,000.
Lucky it didn't knock you.
It did. It broke every bone in my body.
Oh, my God.
But since then, I've got these dang pulmonary embolies that come. I've had 5 this year. So I'm getting these near-death experiences, and actually a couple of them have been death experiences. And I don't want to divert from what your program is tonight, but God's truth, you know, man, I've seen so much. And the harmony, the music, you know, I've listened to a couple programs mm-hmm. a couple days ago about the harmony that, you know, when you had the fellow on the other
David,
night.
David Cerita. Yep.
5-1, 5, you know, 6, all that. Well, it's even simpler than that. It is as real as the day is long that all exists. But if you keep it simple, when you cross over there, then, you know, I didn't ever see any tunnel of light, because there's an absence of time. Time is only like an Einstein thing. He was about 3/4 of the way done, but he had the war and he had Hitler and so he couldn't complete his works, actually. But the point is that when you transition, you are there. I mean, it's an absence of a tunnel of light and all those processes.
Well, I got to tell you, David, you are a walking miracle if you had every bone in your body broken. But Dave's prediction was accolades for me in 2015. I would hope it would be because of our work to try to insulate our power grid. That, to me, would be worth it. Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kelly in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm told, Kelly, it's very cold right now.
It's very cold. It's about 25 degrees.
Oh, okay, so you didn't have a prediction, I'm told, but you want to sing the song.
I do.
Okay.
Can I just go for it?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be for all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
Not bad. I'm not going to influence the judge, but that's not bad. All right, Kelly, you take care.
All right, George, thanks.
Okay, you got it. I'll take some more songs, and we're going to pick a winner. We're going to pick four winners tonight, and we'll ship out five books. And by the way, you may be thinking, well, how in the heck are they going to know after they announce who won, how they're going to know how to get them the books? We get their address when they call in, and they tell Dave they want to sing, so he's got the address already. So if he selects somebody, he'll have that address, he'll hand it to me, and we'll have Tom mail out the books. And Tom, being the quick one that he is, will get it out to you when we do our 2016 prediction show. Let's go next to Joe in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to the program, Joe. You're on the air with us.
Thank you for having me, Mr. George.
Sure thing, sir. Love it.
I just wanted to make a personal prediction and then historical prediction.
Sure.
Is that okay?
You sure can.
The first prediction is I'm going to finally get a real job because I'm doing something right now that I can't admit to, but it's so horrible, and you don't have to use your brain at it. I'm a creative person. I need something that I can learn with.
Yeah. Well, but at least you're working, Joe, and you're making a little money, and use that as a stepping stone.
Yes, sir, and that's what I'm looking at. It takes a lot of soul searching to do it, but hopefully that I get that big break this year.
I hope so, too.
And as far as a historical prediction or for this coming year, I say there will probably be an assassination on a politician assassination attempt or something like that.
All right, we will mark that down. Those are predictions I hate hearing, but we will mark that down. David, how many do we have right now? Let's go.
We have three right now.
All right, so I'm gonna cap it off at 3 to 4 a segment. We're almost out of time. Who won this segment?
Well, I'm gonna have to be honest. I really feel like Kelly did the best.
Okay.
So far, I think she really put some soul into it, and that was what we were looking
for.
So
she's the winner of this segment. We'll get her five books. Get her address, give it to me at the end of the show.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there it is. Kelly from St. Louis, you have won this segment singing the best Auld Lang Syne program song. I appreciate that. The rest of you on hold, just stay there. I know a lot of you still want to sing the song. We got another segment of those coming up. Plus, I'm going to go through the vault again and go through some of the 2014 predictions. And looking at all of them, not a lot of them were right. We'll be back. Well, the next time zone, of course, in about an hour and a half, Hawaii out there. It'll be your turn for New Year's. How about that? Okay, let's go through some of the predictions for 2014. Opening up the vault. Christoph in Austin, Texas. The only thing that is going to be different is our advancement in technology. Not much change in politics or economy, but a whole lot of drones and cloud technology and computer viruses and worms. I think you're right on that one. Joe Ellen in Long Beach, California. We will be contacted by beings from other planets. And then we have Dan from Aurora, Colorado. We are headed for a constitutional crisis like this country has never seen before. The Tea Party will reemerge in a small way. There will be great racial strife. Jason in Chicago, we will lose 5 celebrities in drunken driving accidents. Jeremy in Salt Lake City, Utah, a big scandal over how Obamacare is run and funding NSA surveillance will come to a head over spying on citizens and turn around. Well, that's probably right, too. Fidel Castro passes away from natural causes. I think he may go on forever. Bill from West Hartford, Connecticut. This year, for the first time, science proves other dimensions via the Large Hadron Collider. The Planck spacecraft will issue data finding primordial gravity waves, which will show the universe is inflating, proving other universes exist. All that may happen, but it hasn't happened yet. Anna in Apache Junction, Arizona, 11 years old. She's now 12. President Obama will cause World War III. Let's hope not. Here's Mike from Washington, the state of. Seattle plays the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Keep in mind now, remember the show was on December 31st. The Super Bowl was, I guess, the first Sunday of February. Seattle plays the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Seattle will win 20, New England 3. What actually happened? Seattle was in the Super Bowl. They played Denver, and they won 43-8. But you came close. And then we have Sue in Rapid City, South Dakota. Every hospital will become overloaded with radioactive illness, and they will not be prepared. And Hillary Clinton will be responsible for Benghazi. Dan, let's do both of these together. You do yours, I'll do mine. Ready, go. Because we still don't know, do we? Anyway, we'll be back in a moment with more of your prediction calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Back with predictions for this year now, 2015. Don't forget, when you write your checks, you got to put 2015. Let's go to Mike in Olivet, Kentucky, first of all. Hey, Mike, what's your prediction?
My prediction is, have you got your Edgar Cayce map?
I don't have it with me, but I do remember it.
Well, you remember that big hole in the middle where the Mississippi River used to be?
Right by St. Louis, I sure do.
Yes, it's the perfect shape for the Luann salt layer. Luann is the mother of all salt domes, and she was compromised when they messed up that well in the Gulf in 2010.
Huh.
When I was in the Navy Reserve, they sent me to a water well drilling school, and we used mud to seal the shafts and to bring up the cuttings. Well, I was eating in a restaurant in 2010, and a reporter announced that the workers had told her a helicopter had landed. A BP executive came out and told them to use seawater instead of clay, instead of the mud. That means that everything is compromised. So the Luann salt layer, which is miles deep, is now being lubricated and melted by a 900-degree, 50,000 PSI oil.
Now, what will happen? So we all know that your prediction came true.
Well, it could be a cascade failure where one section after another breaks off and sink, or the entire section could break loose and just kind of slide out to sea.
Okay.
Think of an old man driving an old car at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He gets passed by a house.
All right, we're going to mark that down. Hey, when did you drill with the Navy Reserves?
I was active duty from 79 to 89, and I was in the reserves from 90 to 2004.
Did you drill out at Lambert?
No, I drilled at Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville, Alabama, and Gulfport.
Okay.
That's where I went to the school.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. We'll record it, and we'll see what happens. Dave is in Invergroves Heights, Minnesota, also wants to sing. Welcome to the show, David. Go ahead with your prediction first.
Hi, George.
Hi, Debbie.
Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners, and a special wish for a happy new anniversary for the show here. You're doing a fabulous job. A lot of people didn't think you'd be able to pull it off, coming in after Art Bell, and you've just done a fabulous job.
Thank you.
You really have. See, my prediction is really a continuation of a prediction I made 2 years ago in 2012. You had predictions two nights that year, and you handled the predictions on the second night, which is when I called in. At that time, everybody was predicting gold was going to $2,400 an ounce, $5,000 an ounce, $10,000 an ounce. And I said that I felt gold was forming a top and would actually go down, and the stock market would outperform gold. And for the third year in a row, I believe that's going to be true for 2015. The stock market will outperform gold. And not only that, but there's a possibility, probably a 20 to 25% chance that I think gold could fall into triple digits, below $1,000 an ounce.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
Okay, great. And you want to sing the song?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old Lang Syne? In days of old Lang Syne, my dear, in days of old Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness here for old Lang Syne.
Well done, David. Well done. Have a great new year, my friend. Thank you. All right, and Judge David, don't penalize him for the static that you heard on his line. So don't worry about that, just merely his song and the way he sang. We'll go to Bill in West Hartford, Connecticut, who ironically was one of our 2014 predictors. Hey, Bill, I think you may have been off by the year, but I think your prediction's going to happen.
Exactly. That's why I called in. Yes, yes. I'm off by a few months. In fact, it may happen, both of those predictions, early this year, 2013. One of them in January, because I'll take the Planck satellite first, then I'll talk about the Large Hadron Collider. The Planck satellite did, the scientists involved in the Planck satellite did, it did take part in an international, I think it was International Geophysical Union Conference in Italy a month ago, in early December, where they made their data public to other scientists, but it has not been released on the internet to the general public. But it will be, I read on the internet, in the early this month, January, this month, within the next 2 weeks. So if indeed Planck has shown that there are other universes, for example, that inflation is true, and if inflation is correct, scientists cannot see how there can only be one universe. If the universe did inflate a trillion, trillion, trillion times in a microsecond after the Big Bang. So that would happen early this month, January 2015. Now, with the other dimensions, the Large Hadron Collider this year, also in this month, January, will increase its power to its maximum power, what's called 14 tetra electron volts, VLTS. So it will this year, maybe not in January, maybe February, March, April, sometime this year, may prove out other dimensions if they see particles disappearing in an instant and reappearing. Where did it go between the spaces where it disappeared and appeared again? If they went to another dimension, came back out into our four-dimensional space-time continuum. So those two predictions may happen this year, 2015.
So you want to move those predictions into 15?
Yes, into this year, 2015. I was off by a few months. We'll see what happens.
Hey, can I do my Bill from West Hartford, Connecticut impression?
Yes, please
All right.
do.
It's calling my show. You tell me how close I came to you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, it's Bill. I'm an atheist and an amateur astronomer. And how was that?
That was very good. That was excellent.
Pretty close.
Right. By the way, I have a very good friend. I'll just say his first name, Bill, in California. I won't say the city. A very good friend who has heard me on the air since the summer of 2002, and we've been writing to each other and emailing and talking on the phone together. He may be listening tonight. I don't know. Of course, no last names, no even city, but the state of California. And I made a good friend since, and it was because of Ian Punnett show where I gave out my old email address on a Saturday night when Ian Punnett was on in the summer of 2002, and this nice, very nice guy, Bill, got my old email address, and we've been emailing and snail mailing and talking on the phone.
Super. See, that's the connection here. A lot of people wanted us to set up a coast-to-coast dating service, but we didn't want to get involved in that. You know, just one thing goes wrong, you know, somebody goes on a date with, like, David. All right, our call screener, and something goes wrong, I don't want to be responsible for that. Let's go to Mike in Livermore, California. Michael, you're on the air with us. Hey, Mike. Happy New Year.
Good morning, George, and Happy New Year.
You too. How's family? How's the family? How's your mother?
Oh, doing wonderful. We had her 80th birthday last weekend and, like, had 68 people show up, rented a moose lodge. And my brother from Fort Worth came in. My brother from Denver came in. My brother from Pleasanton was here. So we had four of the five boys here for her birthday.
Wow, that's super. What's your prediction, Michael?
Well, I was going to say, before I give my prediction, I'm hoping I had one last year that you read. I can't remember what it was.
I don't have it in our records.
Oh, okay. So I may not have done it last year, first time in quite a few years, because I go back to Art Bell with predictions.
Okay.
But anyway, the woman who predicted last year about the football being...
football was canceled. Too dangerous and would be banned, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know if I would say that as a non-prediction, because a lot of the high schools now are dropping it over the concussion thing.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking professional, but maybe
yeah, she didn't specify the NFL.
No, so she did not.
I think you got to give her a little bit of credit there. But my prediction
there
is,
you go. Now she's happy.
Okay. My prediction is with Obamacare that I think we're going to find that people are going to start getting implants to save money on it. The ones that are getting federal aid, they're going to start forcing them to do the implants for medical. And you know what that means, the start of the mark of the beast.
Well, maybe. That's the prediction? All right. And you're singing for us.
Actually, George, I'm going to chicken out.
All right.
I don't know the words all that well. Sorry, Dave.
All right, Michael. Thank you. Let's go to Greg, truck driving in Missouri. Gregory, happy New Year.
How are you tonight? I'm
good, Greg. You're going to sing and you got a prediction.
No prediction. Well, I might predict one. I'm going to predict that the post office is going to recover somewhat.
Boy, they need it.
Yeah, they definitely
do. They need it. Okay, go ahead and sing.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old anxiety? For old anxiety, I do. For old anxiety, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old anxiety.
Hey, Mr. Truck Driver Greg, that's pretty darn good.
Well, thank you.
All right, Dave, you record that. So we've got two songs. I'm going to try to get one more, a third. By the way, hello to Kai out there from the Cafe Napoli in St. Louis, out there listening to the program, too. Great guy, and he and his father and his brother put together a great restaurant chain. Okay, let's go to another one, Grants Pass, Oregon. Hugh is out there west of the Rockies. Hey, Hugh, what's your prediction, sir?
Hi, George. I got five. I'll go through real quick. I think that, and Happy New Year's, and Happy New Year's to my family out there in Detroit, and Happy New Year's to Phil Collins and Sharon Collins.
Super.
I hope somebody fixes the power grid this year.
Me too.
First off, I think the Oakland County child killer, he's going to be named this year because of new evidence that's being released.
My God, it's been a long time on that story.
Yeah, it's about time. And I believe either myself or maybe Mr. Mars, Jim Mars, or maybe one of Jimmy Hoffa's cellmates will reveal who kidnapped Jimmy Hoffa.
Okay, good prediction.
I believe a new investigation will open up into 9/11 based on new information and a couple of new documentaries being produced right now. And I also believe that the Muslims will join the EU, and they'll bring 300 million Muslims into Europe when they do. And then there's going to be a big fight in Europe over Sharia law, because they'll hold the majority over the Jewish people and the Christians in Europe. I think that'll happen towards the end of 2015.
All right. Those are great predictions.
My final prediction is that my wife's killers and Terry Eve Olsen, her killers, will be charged with the crime finally. But I don't think that'll happen until 2016 as a result of the previous four predictions.
Good luck on that. And did you want to sing?
I'm going to try to sing Robert Burns' old song there. It's kind of hard to follow Robert Burns.
That was back in a long time ago. Go ahead.
Well, I'll give it a try, George, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my Joe, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old lang syne. And surely you'll be your pint stoup, and surely I'll be mine. And we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. We two have run about the brace and pulled the going's fine. And we've wandered many a weary fit to
old lang syne. All right, Hugh, way to go. So we've got three possibilities. And, David, who are you going to pick?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. This one was a tough one. But
why? Because they were all good or all bad?
They were all good. They were all good. I think Hugh's spirited rendition by adding the extra verse in there is, I think, what pulled him across the finish line this time.
Hugh won? This Hugh just won?
I'm going to say yes.
You're the judge.
I'm going to pick Hugh because I loved Hugh's spirit, and I think that we need that.
All right,
this new
year. Hugh, you got it. You've won. I'll get the books out to you within a couple weeks. We're going to come back in a moment. My gosh, we're already at the top of the hour. More from the vault of 2014 and more of your 2015 predictions in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.